to our good friend Bruce Jenkins, brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows, of course. If you're in that area, you know where Truett & White is. Marvin Windows even has their new store, showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Doing well. How you doing?
Well, it's amazing that we're talking about this. You know, you and I sit there in spring training, and we never know where it's going to go. And here they are in a storied franchises going at it in a playoff that, for me, has been off the charts without great pitching. And here the Giants and Cardinals go at it with a trip to the World Series for the winner. How about that?
Yeah, it is great, and it is a storied rivalry. I really enjoyed the Tom Verducci, the great Sports Illustrated baseball writer. I'm sorry, it was Jason Stark. Jason Stark said, we really haven't seen anything like this in the postseason in terms of experienced teams going at it. You know, all the guys on the Giants and Cardinals, just about all of them have postseason, if not World Series experience. And he said, you got to go back to the 50s when the Dodgers played the Yankees, and you knew all these guys, you know, it was Yogi and the Mick and Bill Scourd and Whitey Ford against, you know, Pee Wee Reese and Gil Hodges and Carl Farrello time after time. And that's kind of an interesting angle. You know, players move around so much and teams rise and fall. But Giants-Cardinals is a real constant. And the experience factor this year is just terrific.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the epic game, that 18-inning game against the Nationals. And you bring back, you know, moments of Giants history for generations. And I think, once again, this is one of those postseasons. Who knows where it's going to go? Who knows how the season's going to end up? Maybe the most improbable finish right now after seeing the middle of the season. But Giants, Cardinals, if it's Dizzy Dean, Carl Hubbell, I don't care, Stan Musial, Willie Mays, these teams have been going at it forever, and they're just about hit 500 wins and losses against each one. So this is one. You look at Busch Stadium, the Sea of Red. You look at the Giants. These are two real National League franchises.
Yeah, boy, they really are. I mean, you can go back way back as far as you want to go in the history of baseball, almost. Definitely back to the early 20th century. And it seems like, you know, more often than not, these teams are good. Maybe now they're not in the postseason, but it's very seldom that either one of them has just been, you know, really wretched. I'm sure Giants fans remember a few years of relatively recent vintage that weren't too great, but they always seem to resurrect themselves, and here we go again. It's a really impossible thing to forecast. I mean, just, you know, tonight you'd have to think Bumgarner might have an edge over Wainwright, who's had a little elbow issue, and there was a little bit of doubt about him starting, but you just have no idea. You know, it could come down to John Jay and Gregor Blanco. I mean, who knows?
Well, you know, lefties always, you know, it's funny how lefty relievers are sort of like a big deal. Maybe they've always been, but maybe they're standing out more. But they've got Randy Choate and Marco Gonzalez, and Choate is like, you know, 5 for 78, you know, against left-handed hitters, 7 for 75. And then you get Lopez, who you know, strikes out LaRoche 10 of 11 times. And then you get the lefty hitters. The Cardinals hit 8 home runs all year. And they had 5 in the playoff against the Dodgers. So, you know something? You joke about this stuff, at least I do from time to time, but left-handed relievers have become the commodity of baseball. Look at Brian Mattis last night against Kansas City. Left-handed relievers sort of change a game.
Yeah, they really do. I think there's going to be – we're going to see a lot of Giants fans, hopefully not too much, but a lot of Affeldt and Lopez are going to be huge because the Cardinals' left-handed hitting is really really risen up to the occasion. You know, Matt Adams is very dangerous, and the Carpenter, and they've got an awful lot of, seems like most of their power is coming from that side, despite the fact that Holiday and Molina can hurt you on the right side. But Affeldt hasn't pitched a whole lot lately, but I have a feeling he's going to be big in this series, and of course Lopez too.
You know, Bruce, I said this earlier. I want to get your thoughts about it. We see all sorts of records. Bumgarner is on the verge of 21 consecutive scoreless innings on the road. He's two behind Christy Mathewson and the great Art Neff of the Giant teams. And, you know, I'm starting to come around to the point, I never really thought this way. I said, you know, if you're going to set postseason records, do it in the World Series. Those are separate. But the drama of all these series that take place now and the scrutiny and the crowds and everything, I think it's almost as exciting as what the World Series was back then. I'm starting to say, you know something, if Nelson Cruz hits 18 home runs in the postseason, or Carlos Beltran, I'm going to take notice of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of annoying in a way. You know, some guy Well, he just passed Mickey Mantle for the career, you know, postseason RBIs or something. Meanwhile, Mantle only had the World Series, and it's completely skewered. But something like Bumgarner's stat, you know, that just consecutive scoreless innings in the postseason, no matter what it is, that's something that, that really carries some weight. But you're right. I mean, it's just it's totally unpredictable and delightful at the same time.
What do you think about Adam Wainwright in the elbow? That this is you know, one of those interesting question marks. I guess they have Lance Lynn ready, or no, Michael Wacha. I think he's behind Wainwright if anything goes wrong tonight. What do you think about Wainwright?
Well, he hasn't been right for quite a while. I mean, Matheny to come right out and express their concern about him and then go ahead and announce him as the starter, maybe there's a smokescreen there. I kind of doubt it. I think there really is a bit of an issue with his arm. You know, he still relies on the big curveball, one of the best in the game. And if he can't snap that thing off, I've been thinking the Giants, maybe not tonight, but, you know, everybody's saying, well, they're not hitting, they can't hit, this and that. I think their power is going to come back. We've seen that during the season. As soon as you think they're just hopeless, they start yanking balls out of the yard. I think that's going to happen during this series, maybe tonight. But if Wainwright isn't snapping off that curveball, he's in trouble. Wacha is a really good pitcher when he's right. He's had some issues, too. I really think the Giants' rotation, starting with tonight, has a bit of an edge.
Yeah, you know, again, not seeing left-handed starters. I mean, it's a huge advantage. They saw Gio Gonzalez the other night, and I think the crowd's scared the wits of him. But,
yeah, they did.
You know, really, you just don't see lefties against the Giants, and it's a tremendous advantage for them.
Well, it is, and, you know, I think Michael Morris is going to play a role here. I'm really glad to see him, you know, back on a postseason roster. I've always felt sort of bad that it's sort of, you know, considered a done deal that he's not going to be on the postseason, not going to be on the team next year. And, you know, he's such a great guy. He's given them so much spiritually and power-wise. I'd really love to see him make a huge impact, maybe make him think a little bit twice about, well, do we want him back next year? Or, you know, of course, if he makes a blunder in the outfield, that issue will be probably settled pretty quickly. But I think Morris is a big factor in that with, you know, coming against left-handed pitching.
Bruce, this series, Bruce Jenkins with us, certain people could have legacies here. Posey's legacy, Sandoval's legacy. I mean, Posey wins another World Series 3 in 5 years for this young catcher. He hit 380 in September and 359 the second half of the season, and a batting champion, 5 hits away from leading the league this year. And then you get Sandoval with his 6 home runs in the last postseason. You get Bochy on the verge of maybe a third World Series. There's some very interesting legacies that can happen here if this thing goes forward.
Yeah, there's no doubt, especially in terms of Posey and Bochy. To me, Posey's had a Hall of Fame look from the minute he got there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about him. It's like Eddie Murray or Frank Thomas. You know, you didn't have to watch him very long to think that guy is on his way to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I mean, if he gets to the third World Series, or even if he doesn't, I mean, here he is in the NLCS. You know, he's a rock-solid leader. He's totally respected. He's unbelievably consistent. He just has all those things you look for. And I think, for me, Bochy, he doesn't have to win another one to me. I mean, he's absolutely one of the best we've seen in modern times. You know, he's never had the lineup that, you know, was the best in the league. He manages his pitching staff, his starters and relievers, definitely as well as anybody I've ever seen going back to the 60s. And I think his Hall of Fame credentials are secure right now. Of course, if he does win that third World Series, then, you know, then I think it's a lock. But those two guys for sure are on their way, I think.
Yeah, you're right. How do you like the playoffs so far? Where the bullpens go? Where the starting pitchers go? It's really been very, very interesting so far. Maybe it'll settle down in the National League, American League. Who knows what's going to go on?
Oh, God, last night when Showalter let that guy in after he'd walk in the ballpark and he still got out of the inning, I couldn't believe that went down. But it's just it's just so hard to figure what's going to go on. I love what you said about Matt Williams, though. You can't just pull the trigger like you did in May and June and July. This is our seventh inning guy, or we wouldn't want to do that. You've got to go with your gut and what you think is going to get you through this thing, you know, right now. And we're seeing it work, you know, both ways, against teams and for them. And who knows what's going to happen. But I tell you what, one thing about Bochy and his staff is that I think more than any other team, you kind of know what you're going to get. Strickland mm-hmm. maybe being the one wild card. But, you know, they're so established and they're so deep that I think they're in a little bit better shape than almost everybody.
Boy, Bruce Jenkins with us. Bruce, I know you're busy, and I appreciate you being on. One thing about Matheny, in 2012, people criticized him for letting games get out of hand and not bring his flame-throwing bullpen into the games, and all of a sudden the game was beyond reach. I bet this time he overdoes it. I bet he brings the bullpen in too early. I tell you, he can't wait to get these guys in. I tell you, my prediction is he brings them in too early and it blows up again.
Right, it's just that could easily happen. Maybe he yanks Wainwright after two hitters, two hanging curveballs.
I'm telling you, because the big criticism of him last time was, you know, Joe Kelly. I forget who was in there, but, you know, the guy was getting rocked and the game got out of hand and that was it.
Yeah.
And this time, you know, he's got Seth Maness and Martinez and Neshek and Rosenthal and Waka and Choate and Gonzalez. I'm telling you, Bruce, we're going to see a lot of Cardinal bullpen. That's my prediction.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think he's feeling real great about going up against Bochy. I really don't, because he's the master. He's the master. And when he was with the Padres, they got swept by the Yankees, who were just a godlike team. They were just way, way better team. But, you know, once he got a team that had a chance, he's been consistently good. He hasn't made that kind of Matt Williams, Matheny, Ned Yost kind of mistake. And I don't think he's going to.
Ned Yost, boy, don't get me started on him.
Oh, God, Ned Yost, what a disaster.
My goodness. Boy, this guy,
he's still around.
Well, they couldn't get rid of him because he won. You know?
Yeah, I know. What if they win again? How about Yost against Bochy?
How about that? No, that's the one matchup that, I mean, Kansas City's kind of scary. Look, who knows what's going to happen in this thing? It's going to be a great week of baseball. It really is. I know these are two battle-tested teams. They're not going to blink. But Kansas City, if they beat the Orioles, then maybe they're a little better team. That's going to be some World Series against Kansas City with their speed.
Yeah. All I can say to Giants fans is you're living a dream right now. This is the best 5-year run they've had since the early 20s.
All right.
And it's great times, and just really feel privileged to be having this another postseason here, and we're just getting started in the LCS. It's really great.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, Marty. Thank you.
All right. That is Bruce Jenkins, the great Bruce Jenkins from the San Francisco Chronicle.